proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. As we examine the devil's claims in Isaiah chapter 14, we come to his desire to, quote, exalt my throne above the stars of God, unquote. A throne symbolized the right to rule over a dominion or principality. Sovereigns went to great lengths to make their thrones as ostentatious as possible, evidenced by Solomon's efforts as described in 1 Kings chapter 10. The very use of the word throne implied that Satan possessed a degree of dominion, or at any rate believed that he did. Jesus Christ referred to the devil as, quote, the prince of this world, unquote, a term he used in the 16th chapter of John's Gospel. In the second chapter of Ephesians, Paul referred to the devil as, quote, the prince of the power of the air, unquote. The devil asserted that, quote, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, unquote. The stars in question might refer to those celestial bodies which people can view during the evening, the normal use of that term. If taken in that sense, Satan aspired to replace God's throne with his own, symbolizing a transfer of authority from God to the devil. However, the reference to stars could carry a completely different meaning. We find the phrase in Job 38 that, quote, when the morning stars sang together, unquote. This expression might denote the angelic hosts which remain loyal to God. If that were the case, the devil was expressing his intent in Isaiah 14 to resume his former role in the angelic hierarchy. Before his fall, he had been, quote, the anointed cherub that covereth, unquote. To resume his former position, the devil would have to annul God's decree, and that entailed overthrowing God's authority. Worship comprises an essential component in the recognition of that authority. According to the fourth chapter of Revelation, the 24 elders in heaven proclaimed, quote, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created, unquote. They were referring, of course, to God, not to the devil. In Psalm 66, the author of that work foretold that, quote, all the earth shall worship him, God, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing unto thy name, unquote. God wants, indeed God demands, that all worship be directed only toward him. As he told Moses in Exodus chapter 34, quote, thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God, unquote. That's why the incident described in Exodus 32, which involved the Israelites' worship of a man-made golden calf, why that incident evoked God's wrath, because the Jews were seeking to have a supplement to God, one who would lead them back to Egypt. The devil desires to receive the worship that God gets. He even offered Jesus Christ control of all of the kingdoms on earth if the Savior would worship him. This happened during the temptation in the wilderness, as recorded in the fourth chapter of Matthew. During the end time, Satan will indeed attain that goal, albeit for a short time. The narrative in Revelation 13 revealed that those people who inhabited the world at that time, quote, worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, unquote. The dragon, a reference to the devil himself. However, God will both punish these idolaters and the devil for their rebellion against him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.